A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Previously on Among the Dust,
you saw that one of the lights flickering on and off is shining a beacon, and you can traject what apartment it would have been flashing on.
Spotted anyone nefarious around?
I'm slightly concerned at how easy it has been to locate where she was.
We had her private message. People hunting her did not.
Might not.
I'm calling in response to a message that I received from you.
What message?
Does seem like they have been here for a number of days. She lingers for a second longer on Arda.
What is your name?
Sifel Theoreni.
Have you done something wrong?
I'd rather not talk about it.
No. Tell us what we are up against.
Yeah, anything could happen between here and there.
A job is a job.
Fine.
I stashed a data pad and I'm not leaving without it.
We don't have to know what they look like if they don't know what we look like.
Good job.
No problem. Looking good. Head on out.
And now, the four of you, Zahark, Pinch, Clink, and Arda, with a human-disguised Sifel Theoreni in tow, start to make your way outside of the apartment complex on the east side towards the free markets, the bustling bazaar, in hopes of finding the designated data pad that Sifel Theoreni will not go without on your way to the Eoxian Embassy. And as you are beginning to walk down the steps, who is probably closest to Sifel Theoreni? What's kind of like the order in terms of like, is there someone that's particularly going in front or behind, or how does it kind of...
Classic adventure, yes. Marching order.
Well, with order.
The stairs are single file, so we have to, right?
Zahark is out front.
I feel like that's
appropriate. Arda would be near Sifel.
Yeah. Well, where's Sifel in relation to us?
I feel like she's going to be in the middle, right?
The middle of the
middle. Yeah. So Zahark, then Arda.
Yep.
Then...
I'd like to be behind... Sifel then.
Great.
So Clink bringing up the rear?
I'll be at the back. Me and Dex at the back.
Yeah, is Dex like hovering above?
At the moment, he's just on my shoulder.
Yeah.
We're in an apartment complex. We're coming down the stairs. He likes to kind of perch when we're indoors.
Adorable.
Yeah. I don't need to get those sound effects out.
you don't need them.
Not while he's not moving.
And then he takes off.
And as you're starting to walk down, Sifel, kind of as you're shuffling, not quite under a breath. She's not doing this to keep it to you, Arda, and to no one else, but obviously just this is a hushed environment. She just says, regardless of what happens out there, Eoxian Embassy is the destination. So whether I make it or not, take me there. Those are the parameters of just, we end up there. Is that understood?
That is understood. I hope it will not come to that.
I hope so too. And she gives one last lingering look in your direction, kind of like over her shoulder, and then just doubles back and looks forward and takes a big breath and goes on. As you make your way outside, the door opens. And the cacophony of sound that is the free markets hits you like a wave once more. And as I mentioned last episode, we do now have a
very hastily drawn map at our disposal that our designates. We'll put this on the on our social media, on the Instagram and Twitter and all the good stuff. But how exactly would you like to tackle this scenario? You are in a bustling market where you do not know who is after you, if anyone is after you, is anyone watching you? How safe is Seafell?
Well, we just go, right? We have a destination. We have to get a data slate.
Yep.
We just march. The shortest distance between two points is a straight line. So let's do a straight line as much as we can to the other side. Like,
yeah, we have to weave through the stalls, but let's go straight.
We don't want to raise suspicion. As anyone knows, we're just shopping with our nice human friend.
Mm. Yep.
So
do we need Dex to... Does Dex need to flex his wings? Does he need to unperch, as it were?
I'll see if he can spot anyone suspicious roaming around. Up you go.
Okay. and Dex kind of flits off.
Yeah.
I've got my own sound effects now.
Hell yeah.
And he's got a good fly speed, so he goes pretty much straight up.
Yep.
However cavernous this room is, he takes a good height so he can overwatch us. And he's looking for people who are, you know, conspicuously not shopping, who are on a swivel. You know, the people who stick out by their attentiveness, I guess.
Now, does Dex have stats?
He does, yeah.
Oh, beautiful. What is Dex's perception?
So he only has two trained skills. He has acrobatics and stealth. But by using direct control, he can use my stuff.
Excellent.
So beautiful. When he acts independently...
Can you see through Dex's opticals?
Yeah, through my rig, I can see what he sees. Yeah, so nice. he's like a limited AI, but he can work autonomously. When he works autonomously, he has two trained skills that he can use without me, and that is stealth and acrobatics. And when I'm using him, he uses my stats. That's
great.
Called direct control. Yeah.
Well, Dex, go for a Percepcione roll as the four of you make your way and start weaving and zigzagging. Is there anything else that anyone wants to do other than beelining straight for the area? Or is it just hustle and make your way, as Zahark said, the quickest and shortest route?
I think maybe Arda will link arms with Seafell as a way of just looking like friends hitting the market,
yeah,
but also as a way to sort of reassure, calm, make Seafell know that Arda is present for her.
24.
Arda, can you also just make me, I'm counting this as a diplomacy.
Oh no.
Just make me a roll with your diplomacy. And in the meantime,
I did actually take something at that.
Pinch, is there anything you would like to do, or are you sticking by as a hark and weaving in and out straight through? Just trying to get the lay of the land before we move on.
Yeah, I would like to continue to weave and walk, but I would also like to take out my pickpocketed item and have a look at what's inside.
Oh, your secret pouch, as it were.
I'll take my pouch out of my pouch, because they're called cheek pouches, but I stole a pouch. So
I thought you might.
You pinched a pouch in a pouch.
I did.
Let's do this one at a time.
Yep. Not very good. I got a 4.
Absolutely. Great. I'll come back to you. And Pinch, as you're walking,
I just reach into my mouth and pull out a wet leather pouch.
Yes.
And then, excellent.
And you empty out as you're walking. Like, so it's that thing where you've got half your mind on the job. Mm. You're like, you cannot resist.
Yeah,
you need to
I
know.
Need to know.
What did I steal? Mm. And you open the pouch and you dump what looks like a couple of glowing stones. Do you have anything in mysticism?
No.
You have no idea what these
Great.
Are.
Great. Glowy rocks. Cool.
Glowy rocks.
I think he says to himself, cool. And then just, that's really the extent of his opinion.
Yeah. Do you pop them back in and repocket them, or what do you do with them?
I think we don't have to be in single file anymore, do we?
No, you can kind of spend it if you like.
I think I might run ahead and show them to Zahark.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'll run ahead kind of out in one hand and kind of up at him and be like, look what I found. Cool, right?
I have mysticism.
Do you bother to... Do you take the time to...
Do you
to,
take the time of day?
Do you roll it? That's the real question.
I'm going to not roll that. I'm going to roll perception.
Yep.
To help and see if...
Do not get distracted by the rat.
I think I'm on the front line.
Yes, you are.
So I'm going to keep an eye out as well. I'm going to do that first.
So this Yosoki just comes up to you, thrusts them in your face, and you look over
him.
Zahak, yeah. Zahak.
Not hard to do.
I say, not now, Pinch. Put them Zahak. Away. There Zahak. Are more important things at hand.
Put your balls away.
They're rocks. Shiny rocks.
I roll a 27 for perception. Great. And you're just looking for the same kind of thing that Phil is, or Clink is, rather.
I'm leading the pack, so I have a rough idea of where we're supposed to go. So I'm looking for anyone who's going to step in our way, right? Like, I'm not looking for a broad sense. I don't need to look over, like, two or three market stalls. Is there someone? It's the constant, like, sweeping of, are you going to step in my way? Are you going to step in my way? Are you going to, like, looking ahead? It's the, what you should be doing as a driver is the constant sweeping and looking to see if there's oncoming obstacles.
Yes.
Is what I'm looking for.
Clink is more of an overview. Are there, like, spies watching the whole area, whereas you are looking, Zahak is like, is anyone immediately
in our
way?
Is there an aggressive threat immediately right going
not
to
even
be...
aggressive. Is there something suspicious in our immediate path?
Yeah. Yes. Great. So we're going to do this in order. So the Yosoki runs up to Zahak, the 4-foot difference between you, thrusts the rocks up in his face, and he just shoves your head down as Arda leaps.
Not his head.
His head?
No, not his head.
What do you
shove? You said shove his head. No, I just put the hand down.
Oh, put the hands down, right.
I'm just like, no.
Okay.
It's
one
more
of your
a...
four hands.
Yeah,
I've got plenty to spare.
Yeah, one of my extra hands just pushes the other hand down. It's like, not now.
And I'm
yeah.
used to this, so I just... persist.
Sorry, sorry. It didn't seem out of the realm of possibility to me that you would shove
it.
I'm just going to fling this Yosoki into the market.
As Arda links arms with Seafell, who immediately stiffens up and sees wholly uncomfortable and can't seem to, like, shake the unnatural. Like, she's clearly afraid and she's clearly scared, but she's also very, very uncomfortable with this interaction and can't quite hide that.
Well, I don't know that because I have bad sense motive as an android.
And Zahak, you, as you're scanning up and over, no one immediately is in your... Like, the first thing you notice is, as is something that you're used to, people tend to give Kasathans a wide berth, especially one that just has an aura, not necessarily aggressive, but definitely assertive and assured of yourself, as one that just... eyes forward, straight forward, moving forward. There is the general sense of people actually giving a bit of diverting away from you. However, as you round and you make your way through the middle of the market, you eventually round towards the far corner, ready to turn north. I'm north, yes?
Yes. Yes.
Ready
sure
to turn
not.
North towards the rough area that you believe the Dardap had to be. You notice, as well as Dex feeding it through to you, you see that there is an individual that is at one of the stalls at the far end, just kind of looking at the wares, but not really looking at the wares. They are kind of scanning round, and you notice very particularly tucked under their arm appears to be a data pad. They haven't noticed you, but they're not making an attempt to hide themselves. And as you round and you see them, Zahak, you have the good presence of mind to look the other way, back up towards the south, and you see another person. Similarly in casual clothes, nothing to really distinctly mark them, but again, acting suspiciously, looking, scanning, diverting their attention between trying to act as one who is in a marketplace but also on the lookout.
Zahak will grab Pinch by the arm, lift him up to his like full 7 foot so that Pinch is being held off the ground.
Yep.
Bring him close to his ear and go, that one there has the data pad, Pinch. Grab it quietly and put him back down.
Do you need any distraction, diversion?
Just keep it going nice and easy. There's another to our south, Dex is spotted.
And you all hear this in your minds, so there's no chance of me being overheard.
Yeah.
But just, that even in your minds, there's a sense of a whispering from his projection. One to the south too. He's trying to be casual, but he's failing.
Which is very funny after the Brunari accused you of yelling Yes. You're like, was I yelling? I wasn't yelling. And now you're going the other way.
Yeah, that's right.
Am I whispering?
She's quiet now.
I'm brain whispering.
And I can brain... You are in my mind, right? So we can think back to you.
Do you have limited telepathy as a skill?
Part of my limited telepathy is you can carry on a conversation with anyone you like. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Really? So you can give them telepathy back, can you? Because Sheerans have limited telepathy, which means that they can with someone else that has limited telepathy.
Sheerans can communicate telepathically with any creatures within 30 feet with whom they share a language. Conversing telepathically with multiple creatures simultaneously is just as difficult as listening to multiple people speak. So maybe you do have to talk
back. They require the ability, they have to have the ability to telepathically talk back. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can do that.
So I can project into your minds,
yes.
But you need to whisper back to me.
Yes.
Good to know.
Zahark, you said, can, because Kasathans can too, can't they?
No.
No, they can't?
Priests can.
Ah, mystics can.
Mystics can.
Well, Pinch cannot, and I don't think he cares to. And so I think he will literally be dropped to the ground with a little. He'll put the shiny rocks back in his pouch and put the pouch back in his mouth, and then we'll slip away from the group to try and get closer to the one with the data pad.
Excellent. So what you're going to do then, Pinch, is you're going to make me a stealth roll to try and head up to this individual inconspicuously and without detection.
Tiny diminutive operative.
I got a 13 to add to my base of 15.
Very nice.
So a cheeky 28.
Just a little.
It's almost as if that's Pinch's specialty.
It's almost as if players giving other players opportunities to do their cool thing. It's
like, do the sneak thing.
Yeah. Do that thing you're really good at. That's why I like being on the front, because I got good perception.
And I like to imagine that he...
big bases.
You know, I'm kind of picturing it with like stalls that he can kind of go underneath of the tables and like just, you know.
Yeah, I think like we mentioned last time, you can pretty much run under tables
under
without
tables.
Having to bend your head.
Yeah.
You just run.
I just walk away. Yeah. I am pretty speedy, so I think I just run underneath a row of tables.
Like I see perhaps even doing things like, you know, there's someone with their ceremonial robes and you end up like, you know, weaving
between their legs
and appearing underneath the robe, looking left and right, dashing to the next 100%. Hiding place.
Are you Wallace and Gromming it? You've got like a box with the eyes cut out.
So a couple of things are going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Great.
The Yosoki, Karma, would you like to describe to me how Pinch?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Manages to surreptitiously go underneath and come away with the data pad without the detection of the individual.
Mm-hmm. It's not a sleight of hand.
I was going to say, I can do a separate sleight of hand if you want.
Yeah, you know, I will actually.
To actually get it off of him. They don't see you coming. Yes, but they might feel the... pad literally leaving their
it's
home.
One thing to pickpocket.
And it's interesting if you fail, so it's worth rolling.
I've gotten right up to him and then
forgot
be like,
about sleight of hand. Yes.
Or just like super succeeding, and then it's like Pinch is just a ninja.
Which Pinch is.
Pinja.
That feels like a slur. We have to cut that.
Sounds like a drug.
I got a 12 to add to my 13.
So 25?
25.
Holy shit.
Great.
No, Pinch Sean's is great. Smirking, though.
They could also crit their perception
they
or whatever.
Could, they could get me. But yeah, I think running under the tables, like you said, between any tall creatures, like running between their legs, running, you know, there's like maybe tablecloths over some of the stalls or whatever, and I'm through all of the, you know, the curtains and things. And then circling around if it's like under their kind of arm like this.
Yeah, just kind of tucked underneath on the side facing you, so under their right arm.
Great. I think probably circling around to get behind them and trying to take it from behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you come around skittering.
Hear the maybe tiny pitter-patter of paws.
Your tail sometimes claws, flipping out underneath some of the under the curtains.
Yep.
And as you quickly come around to behind, you've done this many times before, it's you don't stop, right? You just
walk
just
past and
walk
just
past, around, scoop, and continue going. You walk around, you grab, and you hit a wall. Your body moves and your arm stays where it is.
Yep.
As this individual holds onto it.
Bruh.
You look up and he's staring down at you. With your perceptions that you rolled earlier, you can see the people, a few people, start to notice Sifel Theoreni very, very clearly. There is going to be no surprise round. You rolled a 25 and a 27 on your perceptions to notice things going wrong. It's going to be a straight initiative as people start to close in. And we're going to roll for initiative.
How many people?
I will describe that.
No.
We will get there.
Because I need to start working out where pieces are on the board to show you exactly where people are.
I need
are.
To work out how exactly
they beat
screwed
a 25
you are.
To get your beat
I
your
got a
of
natural
hand.
20, baby.
Oh, my God. Whoa. That's why we needed that second roll, because it could go
wrong. Exactly. Yeah. It doesn't mean I can steal it just because I got up to them. Yeah. You know? No, I like that a lot, actually.
Yeah. Well, if they'd seen you coming, you wouldn't have even... Yeah. Close. Yeah, yeah. Now you have a chance to maybe wrestle it from them or something. Yeah. But I love the idea of you just like casual grab.
Yep.
I almost
cartoon like whoop.
Yeah, like the inertia of it. Mm-hmm. You were expecting to just keep going and it's like you're yanked back and like, oh.
So I'm going to step up from Mike for a sec so I can look at the lay of the land.
Let's do
now,
it.
I'm in a place where I think a few people are and then correct them as they go.
Yeah, move us as well as wherever you need to move us. That's not me. That's me.
Where the operative, the enemy operative was. Someone to the south of us, yep.
Yeah, roughly.
Following, then. And I'm at the back, and Dex.
So that's Sifo.
Yeah, he's up.
Yeah.
So you can put him basically next to me, but he's like 30 feet in the air, yeah. He's directly above me. Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Oh, it's that cliche of suddenly everyone, you know, the Agent Smith almost. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, Sumps. Yeah, yeah. But there's tons of them actually around us. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, man.
Oh.
What about the friggin' civilians? This is going to get nasty.
Starfinder, baby. Civilians don't exist.
I imagine they duck. Anyways. They'll duck and cover as soon as the fighting starts.
Oh, sorry.
Starts.
I'm role-playing my character. Civilians don't exist.
Yeah. Just want to remind everyone that...
So anyway, I started
life
blasting.
Life is important. So anyway, yeah. And that's how I met your mother.
So let's go for initiative first.
Excellent.
Remembering that is a D20 plus your dex.
And any misc modifiers. Yeah. It's at the top right hand side of your sheet.
Sorry, Carver
the
and
eyes
I just
we just
kept
made at each
staring
other.
At each other. No one knew.
Is that 10 or Ducky?
Put it's an
a
initiative.
Dice
off.
On top of it.
That's a 12 for Arda.
That's a 10. If you can put another dice on top of another
it's
dice,
good roll.
Then it's not cocked.
It's a total of 23 for Pinch.
Okay. Did anyone get between a 16 and a 23?
I got 16.
I
great.
Got 23.
Just roll a straight d20 with me. No modifiers.
Sure. 9.
Sorry, was that me as well?
6.
What did you get, Phil?
I'm just waiting till okay. Sean calls on me. Otherwise, I'll just have to say it again.
Yeah.
Good point.
And then you're just shouting numbers at the DM.
Yeah. Which I is always do that. I always just call on people.
Good,
just like,
good
don't
advice.
Say
just yell the numbers at the DM. Don't let them go at their own pace. Don't let them organize
notes.
Their thoughts.
Harass
don't let
them
do anything. Your initiative is more important than anyone else's and their organization.
Clink.
This has been DM advice.
12.
Arda.
12.
Roll off D20, no modifiers between the two of you.
4.
18.
Great.
And Dex is off mine.
Dex just uses yours.
Yeah, he always acts after I finish my turn.
Ah,
yeah.
That's a good one.
Or if you take direct control, he is your turn, ostensibly.
So what happens is I take my turn and I'm allowed to sacrifice my move action.
Yeah.
To give to him.
Does that mean you could, as a DM or as another player, delay an action so that after you act, they would interrupt it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you could do a
so
little delay.
So if someone did a triggered action on me,
yes,
they could... Well, it depends on the trigger, right?
Yeah.
If it was when the Shirin comes around the corner and I did that on my turn,
yeah,
that would happen before Dex acted.
Yeah.
Yeah. But depends on the trigger.
Can triggered actions in Starfinder, because I can't quite remember, interrupt action? Like, can that interrupt a move standard? And
I'm pretty sure whatever...
The trigger is, it just happens.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, and then you get reinserted into the initiative at that point. Yeah, so for people, Dex, my drone, works alongside me. He gets to act every turn, but I can give up my move action to give him an extra action himself.
Yes.
So he can either move or shoot on his own, but if I give up my move action, he can move and shoot.
Yep.
He also has perfect maneuverability, which means he can hover as a free action. So he is up there hovering until told otherwise.
Okay, so here's what we have. This is going to be the initiative order, and I've given my five individuals a name to help us out.
Yep.
So closest to Pinch is called Pad, as in data pad. The one who Zahark noticed, that was on directly the other hand, they're the watch, so watch. The one that's in the blue is the shopkeep. The one closest to the shopkeep on the furthest end is customer. And the other one is boy, just a younger person.
You, boy.
You, boy. Here's how the initiative order is going to run. Pinch to begin, followed by Zahark, followed by the five individuals, followed by Arda, Clink, and then as a non-combatant is Seafell. So Seafell doesn't have like
she
a turn.
She doesn't want to do a little bit of combat.
No, she absolutely does not.
Okay.
She's a civilian, so, yeah, but she can run and hide and stuff if she wants.
If she wants.
So the lay of the land, for those at home, we are kind of trapped in between long rows of shops with two agents to our north, two and three agents to our south. So we are effectively surrounded in these narrow corridors.
Yeah.
I believe it wouldn't be Starfinder if there wasn't a combat with a lot of fucking things in the mix. So I wanted to test myself and challenge myself in orchestrating this in a way that wasn't as complicated or discombobulating as the train fight from Ambrosia Island. So yeah, we actually have a map here. So let's get it started. Pinch, you are... You are right next to the individual you've
still
tried to grab.
To the individual.
Yeah.
And you're...
Arm out, scared.
Fearful.
Yeah.
What would you like to do?
Not sure if it's worth just trying to get it off of them in the first instance, since I am still holding
attached.
I mean, how strong are you? It's probably now going to be more strength? Of a grappling or opposed strength
check. It
would
be an opposed
strength check. Or a disarm or something.
A disarm combat maneuver.
Oh, you could use a combat maneuver, yeah.
Specifically to knock something out of their hand and grab it.
Well, that sounds
perfect.
So
to do a combat maneuver is going to be you're trying to be the KAC plus 8 if you do that, and that counts as your standard action to do so.
Or you could try and kill them.
Yeah, I might do that, because I think I'm going to be better at that.
Dare to dream, I say.
My melee is not my strong suit. Mm. He's very small.
Yeah. What's the rules for point blank firing?
Attack of opportunity.
Attack of opportunity.
Exactly right. Yeah. If you're doing a ranged weapon within melee range, then they get to
attack of opportunity.
Grab you.
Yeah. Yeah. No negatives. They get to attack.
Yeah, yeah.
So you could try and shoot him point blank. You could try and take a step out of his range and shoot him.
You could take a guarded step as your move action, which you can get 5 feet without incurring an attack of opportunity.
I believe if I am doing my trick attack, they don't get an attack of opportunity.
Correct.
So I can do that instead.
Very cool.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use my swift action that is specific to my cheek pouches.
Yes, that's right.
To transfer an item from my mouth into my hand.
Yes.
And that is going to be
What the hell is in there?
That is going to be
what you got?
Pistol.
Great.
It's going to come out of my mouth. And this is the moment. And I slightly wet Thunderstrike Sonic Pistol falls out into my hand. I will then use my trick attack to move away. I can move up to my speed, but I don't know that I want to go that far.
Without provoking opportunity.
Correct.
Wow, so cool.
That's
I love operatives. Very cool.
I'm just going to move back to
squares, which I can't reach from here.
So 10 foot.
10 foot.
Yeah.
Boop, boop. Yeah. Yep. So the Yosoki kind of in lets go of the data pad, and you skitter backwards.
I think even using the momentum of, you know, I've been caught with my arm back, he kind of pulls me back, we're looking at each other, and then just letting that go to kind of fling myself away.
Yeah.
While I'm moving backwards with my eyes on him, reaching into my mouth and grabbing out my pistol. And once I'm, you know, that distance away, pulling it on him.
It's really alarming that Pinch does not put the safety on.
Never.
But it does come in handy for situations like this.
Live dangerously.
Just blow a hole through your cheek one
day. You misunderstand, Ellen. Pinch is the safety for this party.
Sonic point him where you need to go.
So trick attack is two rolls, yes? It's one for the stealth roll and then one for the actual damage roll as well. And if you make the stealth roll, there's an extra damage that goes
on. So I need to pass a stealth check that is 20 plus the opponent's CR.
Great. So it's just going to be 20. Use your, what is it, your stealth plus a fucking 40 or whatever
plus 15.
It is.
Plus 15. Let's go 40. I got 17. We're good to go.
Yep, you're fine. You're good.
Which means that I am now going to...
Just instantly loses you in the crowd. Just like, whoa.
Yeah,
well, that's the thing. You think you think
you've got him,
you think
right?
You've got someone, and then
also
being
he would
thrown
have assumed
balance,
that I was going to keep going for the pad, right? And so backing off is like, where did he go?
You think you have a 3-foot rat, and then you don't.
Yeah.
You know, the classic.
Happens a lot
easy
more
calm,
than you
easy
think.
Go. The
classic issue in life. All right, so yeah, that means I get to do an extra D8 of damage, and the target will become flat-footed.
Until the end of their next round?
I believe so. Yeah, until my next...
Until your next
turn.
Because you can chain them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you still have to roll to hit, though, right?
Yes. But that, if that happens, that's why.
Then you get the extra damage.
I hope it does.
And Sonic would be EAC.
EAC, KAC is slashing, piercing, and bludgeoning. EAC is pretty much everything else.
Mm-hmm. This is plus my attack bonus?
Yep.
So that's 26.
26 is gonna hit.
Yeah.
Nice.
You say it was DA?
I get
is
one,
the extra.
I get one DA and one D10.
Yeah.
The gun itself is D10 and then it's like sneak attack.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
It's the rogue equivalent.
Yeah, so I get one D8 plus one and then another D8.
Yes, cool.
That's why you don't bring a rat to a gunfight.
I got a 3 and a 5.
Great. So 8 points of sonic damage.
Whew.
Boom, boom, boom. You grab onto the data pad. It holds back. It just wrenches your arm. He pulls you and you stare at each other and you use that to just release and your tiny, tiny body just flies backwards. You ground yourself at the same time. Boop. The gun comes out of your goddamn mouth, which is disconcerting as enough as it is. And you fire point blank into this human and it hits him in the shoulder. He's still holding the data pad, but you got him square and true, Zahark.
I am going to move 20 feet towards the one that is south.
Great, so you come right into range of watch.
Is that a charge, or are you just
No,
moving?
I'm just moving.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a standard attack with my dueling sword.
Great. You bound right over to this individual.
Well, I miss.
Nat one.
Great. No! What is it? And just remember that if you don't have a BAB of one or more, you cannot move and take out a weapon at the same time. So know that, like, if you do have a BAB of one or more, you can also move and use your move action.
Oh, it becomes part of your move action.
Yeah, but if you have a BAB of zero, you can't do both of them. Yeah.
So melee BAB.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a BAB of over one, right?
Yes.
Never mind.
Might do a level 3. Maybe not for melee, but I'm not going to melee.
So you lumber towards this person that you clocked as soon as you rounded the corner. This 7-foot Kasathan cutting a swathe through the crowd, attempting to cut a swathe through this individual. And you slash forward and they have the presence of mind to move themselves along the table just a little bit further to escape your dueling sword. You know what? I think I've been sitting back for a little bit too long. So how about I contribute to this fight now? You four just sit back, relax, and let's see what my people can do. Let's go. You have been listening to Among the Dust, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers.
You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. Starfinder and all associated properties are trademark of Paizo Incorporated, authorized through Paizo's community use policy. The one...
Fuck you. Stay where you are. Piece of shit.
That's about the microphone.
The one who's the Hark... No.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.